The country's largest nutrition assistance program could undergo big changes. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Recently, a congressional committee heard testimony on the future of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP, which helps more than 40 million Americans get the help that they need to put healthy food on the table. But questions have been raised about what types of foods will be covered with SNAP benefits and whether drug testing might be mandated in order to receive benefits. This isn't an op-ed piece, but as a taxpayer, I don't agree with providing benefits for people who are on drugs or paying for foods such as chips and soda. Not everybody agrees with me. Here is Dr. Craig Gunderson, endowed professor in agricultural strategy in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois.
Another group of proposals restricts what people can purchase to impose restrictions for SNAP. Currently, SNAP recipients are treated as adults and they're allowed to purchase whatever they wish with their benefits as befits whatever the needs of their family are. By imposing restrictions on what people can purchase, there'd also be an increase in hunger in the United States because it would be stigmatizing. The second thing is to impose drug testing on recipients. The main consequence of imposing drug testing is some households, of course, who are using drugs as they may be tested for that, and then the family loses the benefits, which would hurt other family members. Another thing, if they did drug testing, is you'd have a lot of people who see it as a stigmatizing and demeaning thing to have to do.
Don't want to be stigmatized? Eat healthy and don't do drugs. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.